Tell me about the buzz in Liverpool winning the Champions League.
It's an incredible buzz. They've had a fantastic season. Unfortunately, we didn't win the Championship, the English Premier League, but we come second. We had a good one there. But to win the Champions League and become European champions is a massive step forward for Liverpool. And hopefully, it's only just a start. There's a long way to go. But I think all the supporters, I think we needed to lift a trophy last year. We had such an excellent season where if we didn't lift a trophy, it'd been so disappointing considering the great season that we had. But I think to lift the trophy there, Jurgen Klopp, first one as Liverpool manager. Hopefully that's the start of it, and they set the standards, and hopefully more to come next year.
Do you feel this is kind of a resumption of really, you know, what was a dominating period of time for your club in the 70s and the 80s when you joined?
Yeah, I think what you see is very similarities. You know, we have a great manager now where we did in the 70s and 80s. You know, we had a great team spirit in the 70s and 80s, and you can see the same spirit now, and the supporters recognise that. And I think the supporters, they all say at Anfield that the supporters are the 12th man, and they can see, they love the manager, they love his what he does on the sidelines, he's passionate about the club and everything. He gets on with the players, you know, and the fans get behind them. So all together, I think that's a reason why we had such a successful season last year.
What do you know about the University of Notre Dame and that American football stadium and that environment that you're going to be playing into pretty soon?
Well, you know, and I didn't really know the history about it until I went there, and it was incredible. The history is absolutely incredible. You know, to, I think, 67,000 seats. I went there, walked on it. It's an absolutely fantastic pitch and everything. But it, just the history about it. That's all. Well, you know, obviously for me, mind when I was a kid, now, because I'm a big Catholic and all that, and there's an Irish connection and everything.
Sure.
So for me, it just brought back memories when I was a kid, when my mum and dad used to take me to church and all that, and the things where, you know, you go in the room, there's a crucifix on there. So it brought back, it was very emotional for me because I didn't realise how much it was like that. And but also it's a city, really, isn't it? You know, it's absolutely amazing, and I'm glad I experienced that.
Potentially, it seems like it'll be a great soccer environment, won't it?
Yeah, it will be. Two great teams as well. You know, I think one thing guaranteed from Liverpool is that they play entertaining football. You know, and I was saying, even if you're not a Liverpool fan or a Dortmund fan, I think you know, it's worth going along to watch, because you're watching the European champions, where 95% they go on to be world champions. You know, and you can see, you actually seen the European and world champions play live. And there's also a few young kids there that will be there as well, where maybe 3 or 4 years down the line they become top international figures. Where, like I say, I actually seen him when he was 16 playing at the Notre Dame. You know, and little things like that, and hopefully the atmosphere of the two clubs, they'll be a great game to watch.
Is there a sense of how much of the first team might play in this game?
Yeah, there'll be a few. I think it's the most important part of the season is the pre-season. Everyone has to play a game. Everyone has to do some start where, so the manager gives them a chance, show me what you can do. And I think, you know, with the it depends on the you know, they've got the African nations, and you got the you know, the cup of the Brazil and everything. But I would imagine they'd all be there. Depends how far they get in the competition. But obviously one thing you'll see is as soon as they had the rest, they'll be straight back in America preparing for next year, because that's what the manager demands.